Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Dukes of Bell, day before Tampa, and what was supposed to be a big game, not no more here. The fellas are going to be with you coming up at the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. They're down at the company Christmas party, and so they picked up the phone and they said, hey, can you fill in for us for a couple of hours so we can go down there? Because they're going to be fit to be tied when they get up here at the top of the hour. And what I mean by fit to be... you know where I was going with that, don't you? John Fricke in with Day-Day here as we take your calls at 404-726-0929. Ahead of the Falcons and Bucks, for whatever that's worth. I'm asking you, I don't know what we're doing here. I'm not talking about me being here on the air. I'm talking about with the Falcons. I don't know what we're doing here with the rest of the year. I can't figure this out. We got a Falcons game tomorrow night. And poor Turtle's going to do the Falcons flyover right after the game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Falcons. That flyover show is going to be nothing but all y'all calling in and screaming the same things that you screamed the last few weeks. I mean, it's just going to be, you know, because what are we doing? Why will we? I have so many questions. I don't know why Raheem Morris is still the head coach. I don't know why Zach Robinson is still the offensive coordinator. I don't know why Marquise Williams is still the special teams coordinator. I don't know why TJ Yates is still the quarterback coach. I don't know why in the world Kirk Cousins is still the quarterback. What's the point? Unless you're going to bring them all back. Because it makes no literal sense to me to keep them. If you're going to fire them, just fire them. Let Ulbrich coach the team. I said that 2 weeks ago. I said it a month ago. I said it after the Miami game. Just move on. And now that they've officially been eliminated, what's the point of playing Kirk Cousins? Unless you're going to bring him back. Because there is no point. Who cares? Sit your butt on the bench there, you know, broke down liar, and, you know, Kaz out, because it doesn't matter if we win or lose. Matter of fact, we'd probably rather lose because, frankly, well, I can never, ever, ever root for the Falcons to lose, okay? That doesn't mean it isn't better that they do. I just can't root for that to happen. Once the game kicks off, and I especially, you know, they're going to wear the real helmets, which, oh my God, that's another story why they don't go to the real helmets. They're going to wear the real helmets tomorrow night. And so, you know, I'm like, I'll be all in. You know, I'll be like Back, I'll be 17 years old, senior in Lithonia High School, 1977, Fulton County Stadium back in, okay? You know, Bart and you know, Alfred Jenkins and Wallace Francis and, you know, it all come back. Here's Mike Ken. I mean, here's Jeff Van Note. I mean, it all comes flowing back to you, right? Here comes the Grit Splits. Here comes Fulton Kuykendall. Here comes Scott Case. All those guys, right? You know, and it all kind of comes flowing back in, you know, as, you know, and, oh, we're back, you know. I can't not during the game root for them to win, okay? But that doesn't mean it isn't better for them to lose, because obviously it is. Because since you traded away your first-round pick, and again, I have no problem with the fact they made that trade. I still think, even as high as it will be potentially, it's probably going to work out that the Falcons got the better end of the deal, all right? So I got no problem with the way the trade handled. Right? I'm not worried about that. But that doesn't mean you don't need as high a second-round pick as you can get. Plus as high a third-round pick as you can get, and as high a fourth-round pick as you can get, because not only do you not have a first-round, you don't have a fifth-round pick. You know, and if you're going to use your sixth-round pick on a developmental quarterback, by the way, can I stop for a second? Because I got somebody in my DM, Dumb Howard. I got two friends named Howard. One's Howard and the other's Dumb Howard. Dumb Howard. Diego Pavia is not going to be a sixth-round pick. He's going to be in the second. Oh, my God, dude. Diego Pavia is like 5'11", okay? He's not. He's going to go to the Senior Bowl. I take nothing away from him. He had a spectacular career at New Mexico State and Vanderbilt. He's not in the top 20 quarterbacks available. Okay, Howard? He's just not. I mean, if we're going to take a developmental quarterback, this is not exactly a great. It could turn out oddly to be a top-heavy class of quarterbacks. But, you know, if you look at Mendoza at the top, potentially the number one pick, looks like he's going to be a great NFL quarterback. Certainly, I think Ty Simpson at Alabama's got a chance to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. But Carson Beck's stock has plummeted, obviously. And Pavia is just, I would much rather have Haynes King. Haynes King is 3 to 4 inches taller. He's 30 pounds heavier. He's faster, by the way, than Pavia. He throws a better deep ball. I would much, much rather have Haynes King than Diego Pavia as an NFL team. And if the Falcons wanted to draft Haynes King in the sixth round, I'd have no problem with that. I think that might be a smart thing to do, because we have no idea who the starting quarterback's going to be at the beginning of next year. Here we are, eliminated as Falcons fans, with a month to go in the season. Arthur Smith might have actually had us still in it, but Raheem doesn't. And we all got mad at Arthur Smith for baling wire and paper clips and everything else he had to work, and he managed to keep the team in it. Not so much these guys. And is this between the kicker thing? How many kickers have we had? Dady, what's the over-under on how many kickers we've had in the last, say, 17 games? Like 9? I mean, how many kickers have we had?
We are on, what, number 3, right?
I think Romo, it's actually 4. It might be 4.
Cool, Romo.
That other dude.
Oh, yeah. And so, yeah, 4.
Yeah. And now the Zane, right? I mean, we can't cover a punt. We can't cover a kickoff. Okay. No. Well, let's fire the wide receiver coach. Okay. Is I Killier's got to be sitting around somewhere going, man, I screwed that team up something fierce, didn't I? All my fault. It's all my fault. God bless America. What are we doing here? Because I'm starting to worry that not only is Raheem going to be back, but Zach Robinson is going to be back. That Kirk Cousins is going to be back. Because what are your options at quarterback if Penix can't go? What if he can't go, guys? Well, we're just going to put guys, what if he can't go? And there's some train of thought saying, yeah, it might be August. August, seasons, that's the season, guys. I mean, if he's not ready at training camp time and he's still nursing it, what are we looking at? I'm starting to think that Michael Penix may not be back till midway through the season next year. I mean, they're not telling us. Of course, they can't know yet. But it sounds like he's going to be out a considerable amount of time. And if he cannot, you have to start thinking about what you're going to do if he cannot. You can't just have Joe Schmo, Kyle Trask or Easton Stick, backup guy, be your quarterback for a game, 2 games, 3 games, 5 games, 6 games, 8 games. Who the hell knows the whole season? You just can't throw it away. There's too much talent on this team. Look at all the young talent and you're wasting it. You're wasting it by standing there with your finger in the air, hoping that the wind turns. What the hell is going on in Flowery Branch? Make moves now. Hey, is Ulbrich going to be your head coach? Does he have the potential to be your head coach? Well, then good. Make him your head coach. What's going to happen when Raheem goes back to Tampa, where he was failure, and they get blown out tomorrow night? What if they get beat 52-6? What's it going to say? Because this is not me, okay? Not me, not John Fricke, all right? Because I don't use the Q word. But there were some people writing stories, go Google it, about the second half against the Seahawks, and they were using the Q word. Guys, it's if they go out and get throttled tomorrow, how do we not use the Q word? I mean, there's going to be a revolt inside that locker room. Who the hell wants to go put your butt on the line and risk a season-ending injury for this? Do you? That's why I'm saying only half kiddingly. You know, Drake, if you wanted to sit out till next year and your knee wasn't better, you know, too bad. I'm not going to blame you. I'm not going to be mad at you. I mean, just saying, I'm not. Now, normally, if they were in the middle of stuff, I'd be like, dude, you got to get, if you, there's a difference between injured and hurt. You got to get your butt out there. You're too important. Normally, I'd be saying that, you got to get healed up. But if he wanted to, like, just kind of milk this thing till, I don't know, you know, OTAs next year, fine. What's the diff, dude? You've been eliminated. And we're going to stand around here and pretend that it's going to get better? You're sitting in the doctor's office, right? Oh, no, that's too obvious. So I got that in my life here. You know when you're in a relationship and it's just over, right? You're on the date and you've been dating for a while and you just know it's over, but you can't bring yourself to just, you know, you don't want to be the person to break it up. Oh my God. You know, cause honestly, I don't know about you. I dated my share of women and no woman ever broke up with me. And that's just the way it worked. Okay. I always had to be the bad guy. Now they may have started to pull away and I sort of sensed that. So that's their way of breaking up. I'm not saying that I was just, but there comes a point right in the relationship. Well, I went through a divorce too. You just say, okay, somebody's got to pull the trigger here. Right. Okay. And sometimes you wait a little bit too long and then you're like, what's going on here? You know, why are we going out on these dates? This is pointless. And I dated a girl and I was like, I learned my lesson because I was like on the fifth date after I had already made the decision. I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I spending any money with this person that I want to spend any more time? And I finally just dropped her off at her place in Vinings. And I said, hey, by the way, we're done. She goes, that's it. And I went, it was like Forrest Gump on his run. I think I'm done. You're just walking away. Yep. Bye. You're a so-and-so. Yeah, I am. That's fine. You got to cut it. But they don't want to do this. They just drag it out. And worse, they make it tough on... See, you have some responsibility to your customers. And we, the customers, are being dragged through the mud here by the coach coming out and saying, hey, happy-go-lucky. Yeah, oh, yeah, it wasn't so... You heard that interview, didn't you? Where he's like, yeah, we got to get better. Get better. The season's over, dude. Ain't no getting better. Don't care about getting better right now. There's no getting better and being better tomorrow night. Who gives a damn? Only thing I care about, do you want to get better? Quit. That's how we'll get better. Sports Radio 90-10 The Game. Sports Radio 90-10 The Game. John Fricke until the top of the hour at 4 o'clock. Dukes and Bell, who are at the company Christmas party downstairs, are going to be back up here. They are going to be raring to go. Yeah, because they're getting that fire up juice. I don't need no fire up juice. I don't day drink anyway. Don't care if people drink. It's fine by me. I do my share of it. I just don't do it during the day, and because I just don't. Yeah, usually because if I day drink, then by, you know, 6 o'clock, I'm, and I don't want to do that.
What
I
about
you want to watch? You know,
what about like tailgating situations? You don't do anything then either. Like, you know, you're at the game, you know, getting ready for Indiana. It's a 3:30 kick. You know, no, not even then.
Wow, when was the last?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
It's time I went to the... Data, that's actually a really good question. When was the last time I went to a game as a fan? Whew. It's been 20 some odd years. Yeah, maybe. Sure, when I went as a fan. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, that's fair.
Okay, just checking. Yeah.
But I don't have to host a show. Just I'm not saying that they are. And by the way, I'm not saying they are. I'm not calling anybody out. You do you. It's all good. It's fine by me. I want everybody to live their best life and have the, you know, you go do your thing here. So college football game time, of course, comes up on Saturday. What a weekend it's going to be. You get the Heisman Trophy. I think that's probably over. I think it's going to be Fernando Mendoza, but we'll see. And, of course, we'll get into all the matchups in the college football playoffs. By the way, one of the things we'll talk about in college football game time that we're not going to get to on this show is I did find it kind of interesting that suddenly Jim Phillips of the ACC is running around pounding the podium saying, hey, it's time to expand the playoffs. I'm like, oh, that, finally got the ACC on board. All it took was them to get shafted. And Notre Dame is, hey, we need to expand the playoffs. Oh, okay. I see how this works now. Jeez. All right. Yeah. And by the way, if they're going to expand the playoffs, which I think they are, they've got about 3 weeks to do it. All right. Because once we get into January, I think that window's going to close for next year. We may have to go through this again one more year before we get to 16 teams because they got to redo all the contracts and they got to get rid of bowl games. By the way, can we just make bowl games go away? I'm just okay. But anyway, so they, yeah, you got about 3 weeks or so, maybe a month at the most to decide if you're going to go to 16 games. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about the NFL. Little fourth and one in the NFL. The hour end, this fourth and one segment is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. As much angst as we have, there's angst around the league in a lot of places that, are trying to figure, like, you know, up the road from me in Indianapolis where the Colts got off to that great start and said, oh, it's Indiana Jones. And I'm like, he's Daniel Jones. At some point, he's got to come down to earth, right? I mean, he's Daniel Jones. And then he started to come down, and then he got injured. And so now they're out there trying to trot out, you know, they trotting out Philip Rivers at age 44. I mean, I hope it works for him. Day-day, Philip Rivers is 44, which the media, of course, led to speculation, did they reach out to Matt Ryan, who knows a little bit about it, and he's 4 years younger? I mean, should the Falcons call Matt Ryan?
Well, that's what I thought about. I'm not going to lie. I was like, should the Falcons call Matt Ryan then?
I mean, I'm sure Matt's not probably in playing shape. Maybe Rivers has stayed in playing shape just because he was kind of hoping to get another crack. Matt's getting fat and happy as an announcer here. There are other teams out there that are trying to figure it out. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles are having also Nick Sirianni and this whole Jalen Hurts thing. I mean, people are like, well, you got to bench Jalen Hurts. Really? Okay, and do what? You know? And Sirianni's like, don't be ridiculous. Man, this day and age of X and social media and Reddit and TikTok and everything else, sports talk radio probably didn't help, the immediate kind of knee-jerk reaction, we should have such problems here. Yeah. I mean, not in benching quarterbacks. We've gone through that. But benching quarterbacks when we're coming off Super Bowls and still have a pretty good team, which we haven't done around here. Meantime, Jaden Daniels also not going to play this Sunday. Should Dan Quinn went from right the he was like the god. Should Dan Quinn be fired?
No, I mean, look, Jaden Daniels gets hurt. Like they just the thing in with the Commanders, they've just had things weren't able to come together for them. So I don't know. It's way too soon. I think after the year they had last year, you can't fire him after you had a run like that last year just because things didn't kind of went off the rail this year.
We've seen that here. We know the whole Dan Quinn go off the rails thing. And look, he did great things his first 3 years, and then it just went sideways on him. And again, with Quinn, they waited way, way, way too long to make a change. I mean, they waited seasons to make a change. You know? I mean, so this is the problem here is they waited too long to make the change. And, you know, by the time they did – you know, the other candidates are gone. And everybody likes to point out, look at what this guy's doing here. Look what this guy's doing there. And look what we got. Well, okay. One of the reasons is you're not proactive. And they're not being proactive again. Because if you were to fire your coach, if you had done it after the Miami game or done it after, you know, any other debacle that we've had here over the last, you know, 7-8 weeks, if you had done it then and put an interim coach in, you could at least begin to start to explore what are you going to do at the head coaching position? You could get the people that you need to do all the vetting, you know, because what is this? The one thing this franchise does not need, in my opinion, is a college coach or a 27-year-old hot coordinator. Not that sometimes they don't work out. I mean, the Sean McVays and apparently Leon Combe and some of the younger guys, you know, we saw what Matt LaFleur did and, you know, we certainly saw what Kevin O'Connell did, and there are young, you know, coaches who did very well at times, you know, with their new gigs. Not that you can't hit, but boy, you miss on one of those. This franchise cannot miss on the next one. And so you got to get that right. If you are going to make a change, you got to get it right. But you got to put yourself in a position where you can make it right, because this is the problem here right now, is that there's no reason. I know that Jason Lockenfora came out and said, he's as good as gone. That's talking about Raheem. And I don't trust Jason Lockenfora, so that's just between you and me. Don't tell him that, but I don't care if you do. I don't trust Lockenfora's reporting. So he's as good as gone. That's not what Raheem said. Raheem was asked about this, and Raheem said, oh, no, I'm not going nowhere. Let's hear Raheem. All right. Let's hear Day-Day.
He is 100% in support of me. Like, I the supporting an issue. You know, he is absolutely outstanding. And like his ability to listen to us, his ability to be there for us, his ability to be in it with us is absolutely 100% awesome. And like is everybody. It's all hands on deck mentality with the organization. And I can't say enough about that.
Wow. Oh, man.
And that's why I say he's probably, there's a good feeling that he's coming back.
What exactly am I missing here? You have a fiduciary responsibility to your company, correct, if you're an owner, to your stockholders. And that fiduciary responsibility is to increase the value of your franchise. Understand that the one thing that increases, what's the one thing, boys, girls, moms, and dads, what is the one thing that increases the value of your franchise more than any other? Winning. The only reason that the Dallas Cowboys are the number one most valuable sports property in the world, and they are, is because back in the day, they won a lot. Now, they haven't won in the last 30 years, but that's a different story. But they built such a brand that they are still the number one most valuable sports franchise on earth because they won. And you look at the other ones that are in the top five, the New York Yankees, Manchester United, you know, I mean, these are Barcelona, you know, these are the reason they are is because they won. They're winners. And so if you're an owner, your responsibility, your fiduciary responsibility to your shareholders and your stockholders is to win. And winning not only breeds market value for your team if you were to sell it, but it also does what? Oh, it sells tickets. You go out there and you got to spend money to make money. Baseball is a perfect example of that because there's no salary cap, but we see what the Dodgers have done, right? I mean, it was brilliant, but they spent a lot of money. But they also realized the income revenue stream, they made so much money on Ichiro, it's not even funny. I mean, not on Ichiro. I mean, they made, listen to me. I'm going back to my Mariners days. No. They made so much money just marketing uniforms in Japan. Do you know that I think they made that $1 billion contract back and more just in uniform sales in Japan, did they?
Yeah.
Of their three or four Japanese stars. They made so much money, they paid for all the, we'll just make it up in uniform sales. Whew, okay. Oh, my God. The Falcons. The Falcons have, they have star upon star upon star. You know, they're not marketing their stars. They're not, well, that's not fair. I take that back. Not able to market their stars the way they want to because the stars aren't on a team that's winning. So I stand corrected on that. That is no slight against anybody in the marketing department of the Falcons. I actually think the teams in town do a good job, all the teams in town do a very good job of marketing. But it's hard. It's a difficult job to market something when the product itself doesn't sell itself. And the product sells itself when people are engaged, and people are engaged when you win. Okay? It's really a difficult job marketing a loser. And I mean, right now that's what they are. And now you're not sitting around telling us and giving us any reason to believe that the future is going to get any better because there's no hint of the future getting any better. Maybe it's time for Arthur Blank, Mr. Blank, maybe it's time for you to come public. We haven't seen a lot of you. Maybe it's time for you to, I'm not asking you to apologize. You have nothing to apologize for. I am asking you to lay down the law. Hold a news conference and lay down the law about what you find acceptable. We don't need an apology for this. We need a game plan. John Fricke in for Dukes and Bell, who will be here at the top of the hour and give you their thoughts on everything that's going on because we got four games to go that start tomorrow night, and I got no idea, four or five games of nothingness, right? Already eliminated. Four or five games of just nothing on Sports Radio 92 on the game. Carl and Mike are going to be here in about 20 minutes. I can't wait personally to hear what they have to say now. Man of mercy. All right, tomorrow night, Falcons and Bucks. Carl and Mike are going to be, wait a second, where are they going to be again here? They're going to be at Gustin's from 2 to 4 tomorrow ahead of the game. Gustin's one of my old hangouts there in Ackworth, right off Cobb Parkway there. Great burgers in Gustin's. Yeah, they're going to be at Gustin's 2 to 4 tomorrow doing their show. And checking out the Falcons and the Bucks here. And at this point, forget about it. It was supposed to be, how disappointing is this? This was supposed to be the game that, you know, we looked on the schedule in December and said, look at that showdown against Tampa, you know, in December, you know, huge game, could be for the division, could be for the lead, and instead you're eliminated from everything. Oh, my gosh. Just a really... So let's, you know what's on my mind, let's find out what is on Dady's mind.
All right, well, what is on my mind, John? Just a couple of things, and it's actually going to be right back to Falcons. First, I want to show some love to the WNBA. Asia Wilson named the AP Female Athlete of the Year. So,
hey, wow.
Deservingly so, leading her team to back to the mountaintop as they, man, what a run they had late in that season, right?
Right.
And so congratulations to her on that. And then something that's probably should have been talked about a while ago. Apparently there's an NBA or WNBA proposal to up the base salary to at least $1 million. Which
can they afford that?
I don't know if they can, but listen, if you want to keep these women from entertaining or not even entertaining, but from doing things like going overseas where they make much more, in some cases, for some of these young women, I think you got to at least consider.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Consider something that makes it substantial for them to kind of be fully invested in just what they do within the WNBA and not feel like they have to go out and get money elsewhere.
We have that problem in the NWSL too.
Yeah, that's true. You said, will we have it?
Do we have it?
Do we? I mean, what is their base salary over there
right
now?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, I can't imagine it's very much.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I think the WNBA is starting to garner the, I think more eyes are on it now. I think more people are paying attention. It seems like more, if you watch games, there are a lot more commercials for, you know, so it seems like the endorsements, the sponsorships, everything's seemingly starting to pick up for them. So maybe they are in a place where they feel like they can potentially afford this.
Then there was what was the report on Marcus Freeman you were telling me about?
Yeah, so that's where we're going to go to next. So Marcus Freeman reportedly drawing interest from NFL teams, including the Giants and the Titans. And I want to say there was another team in there as well whose name was mentioned. But in my opinion, I don't think he should make that jump yet. One, I wouldn't take the Giants or Titans job if I was him. But two, I wouldn't want to leave. And this is just me personally. If I'm him, I'm not wanting to leave Notre Dame with the taste in my mouth of being, they feel like they were screwed over by the committee. I want to get back one more year, prove that we deserve to be there, get there, and see if we can make a real run. But my question is, if he does seriously consider taking an NFL job and the Falcons were to look at him, I'm not saying they'd be interested, but if they were to at least look at him, would you be interested in him as a head coach for the Falcons?
Me?
Yes, you.
No.
Why?
I like Marcus Freeman. I don't want a college coach at this point. I want somebody who can develop a quarterback. Have we seen that? I mean, Notre Dame's got great talent. Under Marcus Freeman, we've seen a great quarterback.
So you want someone who would be a little more proven at the NFL level.
Yes, that's why I want Todd Monken. Mm-hmm. With his experience with Lamar Jackson, to use that with Michael Penix. Because the big question, again, for the Falcons is, what are you going to do at the quarterback position? All right, I'm going to read you a couple of tweets here.
Okay.
Because they put this in. C-Money says to me, my Twitter, by the way, is just my name, JohnFrickE. C-Money says, at John Fricke, he says, what concerns me about them, being the Falcons, bringing Cousins back next year is why aren't they playing Trask the rest of the year to see what he has? Also, if you're not playing your starters in the preseason, why are you playing them now? I think those are both fair questions. Why would you bother? Why would you risk things? Why would you risk Bijan? Play Tyler Algier. I mean, I'm not going to risk certain guys. Tell you this much, we get somebody like a Bijan. This is why I said to Drake, you know, kind of only half-kiddingly, look, dude, don't come back. We put Bijan out there, he blows a knee out, God forbid, and is out till the middle of the next year. What are we doing? I honestly don't know. And this whole thing about Kirk Cousins, could he be back? The answer to that apparently is, if they're not going to make a move at, look, if they were to make a move at head coach, then I think you could justify, because the coach is going to go, look, I need that money, that with $32.5 million, I need that, you know, I need some cash here. We'll figure out the quarterbacking situation, okay? We have other areas besides quarterback that we have to worry about. Plus, there's going to be no demand on a new head coach to automatically win from the jump next year. But I think if you bring Raheem back, are we all not going to say, okay, dude, you've had 2 years, you got to make the leap in year three, you got to win now? Yeah, I think that's fair. Then Mr. Yo says to me, and he says, you keep saying the roster is talented. I do, because it is. He says, you keep saying the roster is talented. You've already said Kyle Pitts will be the most coveted free agent in the cycle. No, I didn't say that. Okay, I said he's going to get a ton of attention. They're going to be a lot. I don't know that he's going to be the most coveted, but he's going to get a ton of attention. He is currently our leading receiver, and he says, you, being me, John, don't want to tag him, even though he has 40 more catches than Darnell Mooney. No, I don't want to tag him, because I don't want him back. Even though I know he has the potential for him to go somewhere else and make a boatload of cash, I'm not going to spend that. Because right now we don't know. Would he tag as a tight end? Because I think he'd fight that. Like, you know, Travis Kelce and Gronkowski and some other people tried to do in the past. He's going to say, I've been lining up outside on 80% of the snaps. I'm a wide receiver. He could probably make the case, you know, if he's lined up. If more than half his snaps are a wide receiver, he says, you got to tag me as a wideout, not a tight end. And instead of, you know, $16 million, you got to tag me at $24 million or whatever the difference is. I haven't looked at the tag numbers yet this year. But let's just say that it's at the bottom end. Let's say $16 million. Sorry, if the Falcons were 2 to 3 pieces away, I think you could justify bringing back Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts, because you could get 2 to 3 pieces in, you know, reworking contracts and things of that nature. But they're not. They're like 8 to 11 pieces away, right?
Are you saying 11?
Well, I think you need a quarterback. You may need two. We don't know if Penix is going to be available.
And then
you can go in the draft and get a running back, I understand. But you need to make some changes on that offensive line, mm-hmm. at least one, if not two.
You need a legit number two wide receiver.
If not a number three.
Yeah, you need someone.
Especially with Pitts gone.
Yeah, defensively, and you need someone opposite AJ.
You need two guys in the interior.
Yeah. So, yeah, right? I guess 11 would be, yeah.
Plus, you need some better depth, especially on the offensive line. You know, that wide receiver room needs a two, a three, may even need a four, frankly. And so you're going to need another pass-catching tight end, potentially. You're going to need a backup running back. You may need one or two quarterbacks. You may need another interior defensive lineman, maybe two interior defensive linemen. Are you bringing Onyemata back? I mean, what are you doing there? Then you've got, depth in that, which is another issue. You've got to get much – and, of course, if you're bringing in new coaches, you don't know, are they going to run the same style? Are they going to change? Is Walker going to slide to an outside linebacker? Is he going to be an edge? Who are you keeping? I mean, there are a lot of questions that are going on in that room. Is Jesse Bates somebody that you – are you going to give up on him? Because suddenly he turned into nothing. I mean, you just re-signed Jordan Fuller, and Lord knows you're going to have to figure out kicker. I mean, my God. You know? So there are a lot of questions on this team. If this team were a team that were to win the division this year, win 10 games and lose in the playoffs, and say, okay, we're a player or two away from being able to make a Super Bowl run, that's where you keep a Kyle Pitts. That's where you maybe even keep a Kirk Cousins, because there's no other option at quarterback. Okay, fine. But instead, we're talking nearly $50 million to be able to go out and fix other things that need to be fixed. And so at this point, I think my answer is no, but I can't possibly tell what they're going to do. This is why I wish that Arthur Blank would, if it goes squirrely tomorrow night, and boy, don't we all think it's going to go squirrely, but if it's really ugly tomorrow night, I think by Friday, he doesn't have to necessarily hold a news conference to tell me that, you know, he's finally going to make the moves that we should have. He should have been, yeah, I mean, I don't have to have that.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't.
I just need him to tell me, look, this is not acceptable. I don't need an apology. I don't even need a firing, but I want to see Arthur Blank pound the table.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately for the Falcons, with the news of our top wide receiver not playing tomorrow, the Bucs do look like they are going to have Mike Evans back. Now, how impactful he'll be, don't know, but just him being on the field is probably enough to, have to have old Brick in his
difference?
Bag.
You don't think that it was, do you think the Falcons are winning that game? Whether Mike Evans,
I mean,
plays
the problem here's the thing, and the thing is, John, the Falcons, for me, the Falcons have, with the exception of the three games where they just got whooped, they've been in games. They've been one, two, maybe three plays, three mistakes from winning several games. And that's the issue. So it's not a matter that they can't beat. I mean, with the Bucs game at the beginning of the season being one of them, that came down to you not being able to kick field goals. So they've proven they can play with anyone. The problem is they don't know how to bring it all together at one time.
Well, this is why I say they have talent on the roster, because they have frontline starting talent, but I'm not sure about the depth. And while I like a lot of what Jeff Ulbrich has done this year in changing the defense, because look, this defense has been remarkably better. The offense stalled. It hasn't been any good. It's really no better. You have Drake London, and Kyle Pitts is having a decent year. And, you know, an explosive superstar in Bijan Robinson, and your offense is really no better than it was when Noodle Arm Quitter was a quarterback. I mean, really. about the same. I mean, it's just kind of there. There's no nothing explosive about it. Nothing downfield. It has no identity. I mean, run the football. They're really good at running the football. Okay, run the football. Get your guy 200 yards at what cost? You're gonna workhorse him now? Now you're gonna when the games don't mean anything, you're suddenly gonna give that dude, you're gonna give Seven the ball 25 times? That's what's gonna happen now?
You can't do that now.
Right.
You can't do that now.
That's my point. And so I really don't know where we're headed with this, but I really would like Flowery Branch to, at least for the sake of all of us fans, I'm not talking as a talk show host, I'm talking as a fan. For all of us fans here, we got to know what you're doing. Help us out here, because you're asking a lot of us. 8 years of nothing, and this team eliminated way over a month before the season ends, and we got to watch this and go through this. This is torture for us fans. And it's not really fair. It's not fair to your players, your organization, your shareholders, and not to us. Well, it'll be interesting to see what Carl and Mike have to say now that they've had, we call it the time before you go on the air, we call it show prep. They have had some show prep. A show prep of a special kind. Carl and Mike are next. My thanks to all of you for putting up for me within a couple of hours and griping and moaning about my team. On Sports Radio, thanks, Dee Dee, on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.